field test system of laboratory protection presents Rudy Valley with John Barrymore and our special guest, Martha Ray.
I'll give you a smile for a smile, a song for a song for a while. I'll give you a heart for a moment sublime, right from the start. We'll have a grand time.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Rudy Valley welcoming you to another SEAL test program. Tonight, John Barrymore, Martha Ray, and I run the gamut of emotions in a melodrama of the gay 90s entitled Martha, the Sewing Machine Girl.
Say, Rudy, who's who in this melodrama of gaslight gals and goons?
Well, Martha Ray plays the part of a girl who's more to be pitied than censored. You play the part of a man who's more to be censored. And I play the part of a poor but honest telegraph operator.
Say it, Rudy. In the play tonight, will John Barrymore kiss me?
Undoubtedly.
Oh, boy!
Think of it, young lady. Someday you can tell your great-grandchildren that John Barrymore kissed you.
Just like my great-grandmother told me.
Miss Ray, you realize you're insulting the great profile?
Yeah? Well, that profile, you better stay off the street. There's an aluminum shortage.
And why should I stay off the streets?
Because the government is picking up all the old pans.
Here, Martha, you'll do enough quarreling with John in our gay 90s melodrama. John, you remember the gay 90s, don't you?
Very faintly, Rudy. Very faintly.
John, perhaps our play will refresh your memory.
Come with us now to the humble, tumble-down cottage of Martha the Sewing Machine Girl. While Martha toils at the factory, her aged mother, Rudy Lou Ray, sits at home in her rocking chair, smoking her pipe and slippers.
Rouse and all the riddle and a seal test orange sherbet. Who's there? Come in. Ah, it's you, J. Fallball Barrymore.
Oh. Mrs. Ray, I have come for the mortgage money. Pay up or I'll throw you out into the cold and driven snow.
There you are, Squire Barrymore. $11.12.
That is the principal. What about the $1.58 interest?
My daughter Martha will have it when she gets home from the sweatshop.
Mother!
I think I hear her now.
I'm home. Yoo-hoo. Mother! Hey, Ma, what's cooking?
Well, lovely little Martha. Still trying to keep the wolf from the door, eh?
Yes, but it looks like you slipped by me today.
Why, Martha, how can you say that to me? I watched you grow from a homely, freckle-faced tomboy into a pretty little gal, and then right back into a homely, freckle-faced tomboy again.
Well, what are you doing here, you low villain?
I am here for the mortgage money. And if I don't get it by midnight, you will be dispossessed.
Dispossessed? Voodoo, not that. Mr. Barrymore. You don't know what it means to be dispossessed.
Are you kidding?
Pay him, Martha. Pay him $1.58.
But I haven't got $1.58. Oh, Mother, you'll have to take in washing.
I can't. The water has been shut off.
I thought I missed something when I took my shower this morning.
Martha, me proud beauty, marry me and fly with me to the big city. There, together, we'll corner the iron and steel business.
The iron and steel business?
Yes. You iron and I steel.
No. 900 times no. I love my hero, Rudy Two Hot Valley. He's all that is pure, clean, and brave, and good. Why, he's been courting me for 5 years, and he's never even tried to kiss me. The dope.
Come to my arms, and I shall kiss you, Martha, my ultraviolet ray.
You kiss me, and I'll scream for help.
Go ahead and scream.
Uh-huh, no, you gotta kiss me first. Yoo-hoo!
Then come to me, manly arms. Wow!
Why, you wouldn't dare suggest that if my Rudy, True Heart, Corny Valley were here.
Your hero, Rudy Two Hot Valley, is here. Hooray!
Curses! The house is papered.
Squire Barrymore, I demand that you unhand my sweetheart at once. And then, sir, step outside.
But, Rudy, why are you asking Barrymore to step outside?
Because I could readily see that he was about to kiss you.
Was he? Oh, boy, Valley, you step outside. Yoo-hoo!
Cause me not to lose my faith in you, woman of my heart. Have you forgotten that we're pledged to be wed come next corn huskin?
When is next corn huskin?
Next Thursday night at this same time.
Martha, reject this elocutionary oath. Marry me, and I'll cancel the mortgage.
Martha, listen not to the tempting words of this slick and oily viper. I am the man for you, the only man.
Bah! Compared to me, you're a child.
Compared to you, anyone's a child. Roll this villain out, Martha.
Oh, but Rudy, you do not understand. If we can't raise the buck and 58 interest, Scrooge Barrymore is going to foreclose the mortgage.
$1.58 interest?
Yes! Compounded.
Watch your language, sir.
Oh, Rudy, whatever am I to do? If we don't have the money by midnight, Mr. Barrymore will throw Mother and me out into the snow.
Over my dead body.
An excellent suggestion.
Anyway, we have until midnight. So get out, Squire Barrymore. This house isn't yours yet. And by all that is pure and clean and wholesome, it shall never be. Triumph shall virtue. Well, Martha, we're rid of that foul villain.
Oh, Rudolph, I'm still nervous. You know, I feel that something terrible is about to happen.
Something terrible? Nonsense, my girl. I will sing to you.
That's what I said.
Have a care, girl. You're talking the song I love.
In the gloaming, oh, my darling, when the lights are dim and low, and the quiet shadows falling, softly come and softly go. When the winds are sobbing faintly with a gentle unknown woe, will you think of me and love me as you did once long ago?
Just listen to them sing in their blissful ignorance. They think they can stop me nefarious plan. But nothing can stop J. Foul Play Barrymore.
Did you say nothing, sir?
Nothing but the voice of our sponsor. Ooh.
Let's leave our modern version of an old-fashioned melodrama for a moment, because I want to tell you about another old-fashioned idea which is becoming smarter and more modern every day. Thousands of women are cooking with buttermilk, Seal Test buttermilk. The staff of experts at our Seal Test laboratory kitchen have shown these women how it gives a subtle, appealing flavor which transforms ordinary dishes into an epicure's delight. For instance, chocolate layer cake made the Seal Test kitchen way. You've never tasted real chocolate cake till you've made it with buttermilk. It's light and flaky with a different kind of rich, chocolatey flavor. Biscuits, cornbread, muffins, gingerbread, pancakes, waffles. For a real thrill, make them with buttermilk. Of course, I don't need to tell you that Seal Test buttermilk is the ideal summer drink. That tart, tangy taste cools and refreshes and relieves that constant craving for something cold. And it's so good for you. Made from pure, wholesome milk, it contains the same minerals as fresh milk, minerals which your body needs for energy and good health. Leave a note in your Seal Test milk bottle tonight for a quart of Seal Test buttermilk. And for the perfect summer dessert, ask your Seal Test ice cream dealer for Orange Sherbet Royale Ice Cream, the thrilling new flavor of the month, in sodas or sundaes, or in the red, white, and gray Seal Test pint package. We'll tell you shortly where to buy Seal Test products in your community. Back we go to the mortgage-covered cottage of Martha the Sewing Machine Girl. Do you think mean old Squire Barrymore will foreclose the mortgage? Do you think Trueheart Valley can save the cottage and marry Martha? Do you think?
Oh, Rudy, my hero. It was so wonderful of you to rescue me from the evil clutches of that cur, Barrymore.
Oh, it was nothing, nothing. I'd do it again if we had a rebroadcast.
Oh, Rudy, I feel I ought to reward you for saving me. How about a kiss?
Oh, no. That's how people catch colds.
Well, let's start an epidemic.
No, Martha, I don't think I better kiss you. Remember the germs.
Come here.
But those germs...
Ah, come here! Now, how do you feel?
Germy, but good.
Oh, Rudy, look at the clock. 1 hour to midnight, and we still haven't got the mortgage money. Oh, I don't know what Mother and I will do if Barrymore throws us out.
Don't worry, Martha. He'll never throw you out. And if he does, then...
Then what?
Then I'm wrong. And I'm never wrong, for though I am poor, I am all that is good and clean.
Tonight I wish you were a little rich and dirty.
Never. I am Rudolph, the poor but proud telegraph operator. Telegraph operator, that's it. I'll telegraph for the money.
Telegraph for the money? Why, of course.
I'll be right back. I just thought of something.
What?
I don't know anyone to telegraph to.
But how about your rich aunt?
I don't have a rich aunt.
Now, look, Rudy, don't complicate the plot, will you?
All right, I won't complicate anything. I'll go telegraph my rich aunt to send the money on the Midnight Express just in time to pay the mock gauge.
Ah, the torture of waiting. Oh, well, I think I shall cheer myself up with a song. I'm a poor lamb, the pretty little puppy must copy its endearing jump from you. I'm a poor lamb. I'm a poor lamb. How I long to hear you say, I love you.
heavenly. Since I found you, my heart is wrapped around you, and loving you it seems to be the rhapsody. Oh, Amapola, the pretty little poppy, must copy its endearing charm from you. Amapola. Oh, Amapola. How I long to hear you sing. Doop, 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 diddle, diddle, da, dit, 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 diddle, diddle, da, dit.
Beauty. So you think you've outsmarted the plotting profile, eh? But no, either you come with me, or we'll pick you up, throw you over our shoulder, and carry you away.
What do you mean, we?
You don't expect me to do it alone, do you?
All right, all right. And after you carry me away, what would you do?
And then... then I am going to tie you to the railroad track so the midnight express will run over you.
Oh, horrors! Horrors!
Yes, and you'll never see Trueheart Valley again. What have you to say to that?
Oh, well, a girl my age shouldn't get steady anyway. Yuck, 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 yuck.
And then I shall go to the telegraph office and watch your Rudy Valley dot and dash his brains out.
This is the busiest day I've ever worked in this job. But I've only worked here 2 days, which might have something to do with it. Hello?
Hello. Is this Mr. Valley, the hero of this play?
Yes.
Fine. This is the telephone company. We've just received word that the villain, Barrymore, has kidnapped the heroine, Martha Ray, and we thought you'd like to know about it.
Hey, wait a minute. What is this? The telephone hasn't been invented yet.
We know it, but this news is so important that we decided to overlook it in your case.
Mighty decent. Mighty decent. Oh, woe is me. I could gnash my teeth and tear my hair and roll on the ground and burst with grief. I have a great decision to make. Shall I stay here and neglect my love, or shall I neglect my love and stay here? Sounds wrong.
Good evening.
Good evening yourself. How dare you come here, you low snake in the tall grass?
Hold on, me headstrong hero. I am here as a customer of the telegraph company.
Curses. Rule 3 of the telegrapher's code says I must be polite to patrons. Pray, Viper, and in what manner may I serve you?
Take a telegram.
Dictate, fiend. What is the message?
Long for you. Wish you were here. Miss you terribly.
To whom do you wish it sent?
Anybody. I'm lonesome.
Now, you scoundrel, you are no longer a customer, and we meet man to man.
That's stretching a point in both our cases.
Enough of this idle persiflage. What have you done with Martha, my betrothed?
Guess. I'll give you one chance. You ready for the quiz, kid?
Is Martha in a canoe drifting slowly and surely toward a yawning, roaring waterfall? That's wrong, isn't it?
That's right. That's wrong. Now, chillin', let's dance.
Please, Mr. Barrymore, I beg you, please do not let harm befall my Martha. Moving pictures have just been invented, and we were going to see one tonight.
What's playing at the Nickelodeon?
A humdinger. Thomas Edison in Mickey Rooney, The Man.
I'd like to let you both go, me boy, but if I did, we wouldn't continue with this feeble fable. Martha must die.
I must resort to trickery to discover her whereabouts. Sir, if Martha is to die, the least you can do as a gentleman, or a Barrymore, is to send her a farewell message. A telegram, perhaps. Our farewell number 6 is very, very popular.
An excellent idea. Yes, I'll send her a telegram. Number 6. Collect.
It worked. And where shall I deliver this message to her, sir?
Your love is tied to the track on the bridge at Rising Falls.
Why, you despicable wretch.
And the midnight express is due there any minute. There she blows. Go deliver the message to your Martha. Go, you fool. You will never get there in time.
Great Scott. I doubt if I can make it, but I, True Heart Valley, will never admit defeat. I'm off to save Martha as soon as I finish this song.
Wasn't it you who wakened my lonely heart? Wasn't it you who showed me a world apart? Hasn't it all been thrilling, living from kiss to kiss? And weren't you more than willing to keep it forever like this? Wasn't it you who planned each exciting day? Oh, heaven for two, and didn't you lead the way? Wasn't it you who said our love will never die? Can it be you now saying goodbye? Can it be you now saying goodbye?
This time, I'm really off to save Martha. In the meantime, suspense and sponsor.
Now a short pause for seal test identification. Here we go to all of those communities where seal test milk and ice cream are sold. Ready? Things have come to a pretty pass. This wicked turn of events has left beautiful, innocent, defenseless Martha tied to the railroad tracks by that nefarious blackguard Barrymore. And now a word from Martha, direct from the track.
$2 across the board on Whirlaway. Yoo-hoo!
Thank you, Martha. Now a word from True Heart Rudy, who's running on his way to save Martha.
I'm sorry, I haven't a second to waste. My Martha's in danger, may be killed.
But, Mr. Valley, this goes coast to coast.
Oh, that's different. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my considered opinion.
Thank you, Mr. Valley. And now to the Midnight Express for a word from the engineer, Casey Choo Choo.
Hello. This is Casey Choo Choo, engineer of the Midnight Express. My train is speeding toward the bridge across the Rising Falls. As far as I know, the track is clear. There are any obstacles on the track, such as cows, fallen trees, goats, or Martha Ray, how should I know it? Remember, no matter what happens in the next few minutes, I am innocent. I thank you.
Thank you, Casey Choo Choo. We return you now to the railroad track where Martha is bemoaning her fate.
I've been lying on the railroad all the livelong day. I've been lying on the railroad because I cannot get away.
been yelling help so long I can hardly speak above a whisper. Help! Help! Hark! Oh, I hear footsteps. Could it be Rudy? Well, it better be.
Pardon me, is Martha Ray tied here?
Why, yes, Rudy, my hero.
Martha, whatever are you doing here?
Oh, just lying around for the Midnight Express. But you have arrived in time, in the nick of time, to save me.
Wait, Martha. First, I have a matter of business to attend to. I have a telegram for you.
Telegram, smellogram, just get me off of here.
I'm sorry, Martha. I am still on company time. Sign here, please.
But how can I sign when my hands are tied?
This is a collect telegram, and if you don't sign, I'll have to pay for it myself.
Look, look, this is no time to quibble. Undo these knots.
I'm not so sure I can undo them. They look rather intricate. Perhaps I should run home and get my scout's manual.
No.
I know. I shall untie the knots with my teeth.
All right, I'll run home and get your teeth.
Fortunately, I have them with me.
Well, I'll help you.
Ah, at last they're loose.
The knots?
No, my teeth. And the knots, too. Come, dear, I will lift you off the pack and out of harm's way.
No, you don't. Stay right where you are, both of you. Don't move. I got you covered with my gat, so you can't get. Now, both of you will die.
Oh, I suppose all hope is lost. But, but Barrymore, grant me just one last favor. Take a farewell message to me, Mother.
May I suggest sending a night letter? Cheaper.
Please, Mr. Barrymore.
A simple plea like that cannot be refused. Even by a dirty dog like me. What is the matter?
Just goodbye. And sign it with my real name. Martha Paskudniak.
Did you say Paskudniak? And the relation to Jenny Paskudniak, who had a son named Tyrone?
He was my brother, and she my mother.
Dear child, my real name too is Paskudniak.
You mean?
Yes, my daughter.
Daddy!
Quick, Rudy, help get my daughter off the track.
Right, sir.
I didn't hear that.
Saved in the nick of time.
Hey, where's my left leg? Oh, here it is.
Thank heaven, my daughter is safe.
I beg your pardon, sir, but during the former discussion, did I understand you to say that your name was Paskudniak?
Yes.
Any relation to Cecile Paskudniak of Canisota, who had a son named Amapola?
Yes, she's my brother. He's a sailor.
Uncle!
That's an order from our sponsor, Seal Test.
Seal Test? Any relation to Joe Seal Test?
Who had a cow by the name of Corrine?
The very same.
That's a long last dance, Corrine.
There is only one thing that mars this joyous reunion.
Whatever could that be, Two Hearts Rudy?
Nobody paid me for that telegram. Next Thursday, John and I shall welcome the return of Phil Silvers plus our sweet voice, Susan Miller. Until then, this is Rudy Valley saying au revoir, hasta luego, and good night.
Martha Ray will soon be seen in the Universal picture Hell's a Coffin, starring Olsen and Judd. Field Test Incorporated and its member companies are subsidiaries of the National Dairy Products Corporation. This is the National Broadcasting Company.